All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we are going to talk about what we are expecting from Avengers Infinity War. Matt, what are you expecting?
I'm expecting a phenomenal movie. I'm expecting death, which we will probably predict, as well as a cameo from someone who isn't on our radar. The reason why is typically for the MCU is that it doesn't follow the comic book to the T. So there's either something missing or something that they will twist. I think this will be a culmination of all the last 10 years very well put together, and probably one of the close to perfect score movies that the Beast Gang will review since our short start as a group. I'm very excited for this movie and probably one of the few movies I'll actually pay extra for to get that extra sound or bigger screen.
I'm expecting big things from this movie. I think it's going to be pretty good. I am afraid for certain characters, and certain characters I really like that I feel will not make it through. Some of the characters are kind of expected to die, and it's like, good, oh well. They weren't really that beneficial to me.
You say what characters you're expecting to die, right?
Huh?
It's not like it's a spoiler.
Hawkeye.
Well, no, Hawkeye, for some reason, I don't think is going to die.
He's been kind of written out, right?
Well, no, I think they are going to revamp him, and he is going to be Ronin now. You know the comics, like Hawkeye becomes Ronin.
Yep.
And I did see a teaser image of him as Ronin. It could have been fan-made, I don't know. It's a possibility because so many people are looking forward to this movie. People could probably put out fake images or what have you. So, personally, I think Iron Man's done. It's a wrap. He's dead. I already know this. Vision's probably gone. It's a wrap. Only people that I know that aren't going to die in this, Black Panther, Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy, Ant-Man, Wasp, Falcon, and Bucky. Everyone else is kind of...
And Thor.
I don't know. I do think some of the heroes are going to get destroyed. They're going to get beat up pretty badly.
All right. So, Keith, what are you expecting?
I expect to be thoroughly entertained. As far as who's going to live and who's going to die, despite my misgivings, I do think... Iron Man and Captain America, all their contracts are up for the most part. And I know for a fact Disney's not going to make the mistake they made with Robert Downey Jr. He's making way too much fucking money out of these movies. And he's kind of got a lot.
The profit, something like that.
They're not going to let that happen again. That was a total mistake. And they were just like, oh, dear Lord, what have we done? And Robert Downey Jr. is tired. He's not tired of it, but I can see he's just like, he's not phoning it in, but it's the way he talks about it, especially after he got hurt. And it's like, actually, all the actors who got hurt, Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr.
When did he get hurt?
He got hurt in Iron Man 3. He like broke his wrist or something, his ankle. Do you remember that stunt where he had just one rocket boot and one arm? And he's kind of bouncing around the screen and stuff. He broke his ankle doing that stunt. And Chris Evans tore his bicep when he did the helicopter scene in Civil War. Robert Jr. is like, I'm too old for this, and I'll probably back off. And it kind of makes sense because they thoroughly added a segue for the new crowd coming in. And it's not like normal movies when you've got another person taking the lead, wishing for the old characters to come back. In Black Panther, you weren't sitting there wishing Captain America or Iron Man would pop in. Even Doctor Strange, you kind of weren't wishing for other MCU characters to pop in to kind of add some excitement to it or anything like that. Kind of think they're going to do that, but in some way, they're going to write them off, kind of move on. Or because at some point, they've got it. It's 10 years now, so those guys can't keep doing this stuff forever. As I say that, I look at our current action stars. All the action stars we have nowadays are over 40. This isn't like the days of back in the 80s and stuff.
When no, that's true, because you still got Liam Neeson putting out the same movies over and over again.
And you know what? Liam Neeson does a damn good job, all right?
I would have talked like this.
He does a damn good job, all right? I mean, Taken, he was what, damn near 60?
Good luck.
He fucking handled that shit. That was one of the best action movies. Keanu Reeves is 50 years old when he did John Wick. Age isn't necessarily the handicap for action movies as it was in the past. I kind of see them more or less, you know, writing these characters off and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm kind of superhero fatigued out. What I'm expecting is a very CG heavy movie where first half is strong, the second half is not as strong, and then you have another movie coming out. Not saying it's gonna be bad, but I think it'd be a competent movie.
Competent? What the fuck?
Yeah, I think it would be better than the rest of the stuff coming out. Like, I don't really have a lot of hopes for Deadpool 2.
Really?
Nope.
Deadpool's supposed to be the bad guy?
I think they're probably going to go with maybe one of those angles that doing his mission to protect his future. And then you just have Deadpool. Ant-Man would assume it's probably going to be on par as the first movie.
I didn't like the first movie.
Oh. Really? Interesting.
Really?
First movie is fine.
I mean, see, that's probably why I'm not fatigued by the Marvel movies, because even though they follow a kind of formula, they each bring their own little thing to it. The Ant-Man movie was a heist movie, and it kind of played out like that. Winter Soldier was a spy thriller. They kind of do different things with it in terms of with each of those films and stuff to kind of give it a different twist and kind of keep them fresh. I don't know how this was going to play out. It just feels like it's going to be more just a big budget and venture film and stuff with culminating all the stuff that's been going on for the last 10 years. But even then, it's from the hints I'm getting, it doesn't look like he's actually going to get the entire gauntlet together.
I know. I think that's the second half.
Soul Stone. No one knows where the Soul Stone is.
I mean, I think it's going to be a good movie. I like Captain America. I like Chris Evans. I don't want to see him die, but if he dies, I want him to go out like a goddamn soldier. He can't go out like no punk, man. He got to represent. From the clip in the trailer, he does represent, but hopefully he doesn't represent for that split second and get his head ripped off or something. I don't know.
I hope that's a dream.
I don't think they're going to do too many dream sequences.
So that's our expectations for Avengers Infinity War. Go see it Thursday.